Just gone 14 minutes to 9. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim at Radio Islam International. Earlier this hour, we spoke about the jet fuel shortage at Owa Tambo International Airport. Now, still on the theme of fuel, but on a level more relevant to almost every one of us, there are now growing concerns in terms of where we are going to be at after the latest increase in the fuel price. The AA has warned that South Africans should get ready for fuel price shocks as never seen before. The latest estimate predicts a petrol price increase of between 1.93 and 1.97 rands a litre in the first week of June, with diesel expected to rise by 1.60 to 1.62. Added to that, the 150 discount on the general fuel levy will fall away at the end of June. Joining us on the line, we have Annelien van der Poel from Debt Rescue. She's the COO there. Annelien, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me, and good morning to the listeners.
So it's like a double whammy kind of thing. The Rand trading at its worst level since November, and then Brent crude oil closing in at about $110 per barrel.
Absolutely. It's been quite a shocking period. I mean, we know that the fuel price levy reduction that we've seen from government, the reprieve we've had for the last 2 months obviously falls away, as you've mentioned, and that impact we're going to see. And I think one of the factors we mustn't underestimate in the not too distant future is going to be the fact that large parts of China have been in lockdown for the last couple of weeks. And what this also then means is there's a reduced demand on fuel. And when their demand starts increasing again, what is that potentially going to be doing to the fuel price as well? Because it's been hovering in this $110 region up and down for quite some time now, since the Ukrainian conflict has obviously started. So there's a lot of uncertainty still happening, and this is massive. I mean, the impact on consumers, it's devastating. We're sitting with record highs prior to this already. We're sitting with, since the beginning of January 2021, fuel price increases in excess of 45% already. So what would this do to that?
Is there any way that government can soften the blow?
Well, we know the government said that they were at the drawing board. You know, they're sitting discussing what's going to happen when the levies are, when they get reimposed at the end of this month. We're just waiting to see if there's any solution that hopefully is going to help soften this blow.
What advice would you give to consumers? I almost get the sense that even the advice is wearing thin these days. It's a kind of like, absolute chaos.
It is. It's incredibly devastating. And I mean, the one big thing that we are concerned about is obviously on Thursday, we're going to have that interest rate announcement. And currently the expectation is that we're looking at a 0.5% increase. And though it's small, it sounds like a small thing. If you understand that it impacts every single credit agreement you already have. So what's going to happen is your existing debt's going to be, your installments, unless they've been fixed, which usually they aren't, your installments are going to be going up. Now we've got this fuel price added to it, electricity increases and so forth. It just keeps adding up. The best advice we can give to consumers right now is budget. It's becoming a mantra. It's go and look at your living expenses, see where you can cut, look at the debt that you have. Make sure that you're not incurring debt if you cannot afford it, especially if you start factoring in the impact of future interest rate hikes, which are definitely coming. And in your expense section especially, go and look. Maybe you've got one or two, agreements, contracts that you no longer use. If you're not using it, get rid of it. Review your insurances. Make sure you're still paying, that you're correctly covered and not paying for things you might not have anymore and so forth. A lot of reviews need to happen in our lifestyles and in our budgets right now so that we can try and make sure that we leave some breathing room for the changes that are lying ahead.
Absolutely. Is there any kind of model that we can look at somewhere else in the world where they faced a similar situation and they managed to get through somehow?
I think the situation we're sitting with right now is we're not unique. We're looking at countries like the United States, the UK, even India. All of them have recently had to hike their interest rates. And I mean, if a country like the US is hiking interest rates by 0.5%, we know historically that whatever they decide trickles through to the rest of the world. And they're facing exactly similar situations that we have right now. We know the British news and press has been filled with their concerns around the rising cost of living expenses. It might be worthwhile looking into how they handle it now to see if maybe we can learn from them. But they're sitting in a very similar situation to what we are.
All right, Annelien, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciated.
Thank you so much.
That's Annelien.